Oh, God. Flip is passing me the baby. Flip deposits the little one in my limp arms, and I can't move. I'm so terrified I'll break it. And then what? The baby is warm in my arms. Its weird, wrinkled little face peeps out of a tight swaddle. Its skin is thin and webbed with delicate veins. It's so light, it feels like I'm holding a perfectly made sculpture of foam. The baby screams suddenly, and the sound cuts my ears. Its little mouth is a black, toothless, perfect O. The wail brings tears to my eyes. Its greyish skin goes beetroot red, and one of its tentacles escapes its swaddling. Does it have a stinger? I reassure myself they don't have the stingers at this age. Blood trickles from my left ear, hot on my neck, spotting my collar. The baby smells my weakness and fear. I should have performed better. I should have made an effort. My skin prickles hotly. Sweat makes my shirt stick to my ribs. I really, really want to pass it back. You don't seem very comfortable with the little one, Stevie, my manager shouts, with her hands to her ears. She looks anxious. Do you not like the little ones? I'm sure, Stevie, when you have one of your own, you'll take to it. Flip rescues me and takes his baby back. The screaming stops instantly. Everyone is laughing at me, including Flip. I'm so relieved I could kiss him, despite feeling hot and humiliated. My eyes prickle with tears. It's like a storm has passed. With the cessation of the scream, everyone calms. Everything is normal again. Flip settles his baby on his shoulder. It burps, an adult-sounding noise, as loud as Mick Pukey at the pub. A thick black liquid gushes down the back of Flip's shirt. It smells awful, like rotting fruit. Someone laughs indulgently and coos. I'll go get some paper towels, I offer quickly, leaping at the excuse to leave. And a mop. Thanks, Stevie. Flip is smiling beatifically. His eyes are bright and his face is haggard, somewhere between ecstatic and pained. He looks a decade older than when I saw him a week ago, but I'm so struck by the burning intensity of his joy. Disposable gloves, if you have them, Stevie. Don't let the liquid touch your bare skin. It burns terribly. I get the cleaning things from the storage cupboard in the basement, next to HR. It gives me a moment alone to let my unhappiness warp my face into a frown. I viciously resent how difficult it is to anticipate the appropriate response. Many other times I've been praised for working through various distractions, for carrying the team while my colleagues fall prey to the lure of the endless chat, of the pub, of those basement-dwelling zombies who occasionally creep back out from reprogramming in human resources. Good old Stevie staying back to answer the phones, last woman standing. But when my colleague brings in his 1 week old, and I keep working through that too, suddenly I'm the dickhead.